All right, final score tonight. Really hard-fought game here at J. Tom Lawler Arena. Merrimack falls to Providence by a score of 2-1. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, as I just said, Scott, it seemed like last night, tonight, two very hard-fought games.
Yeah, they were. You know, Providence is really physical, and I don't mean physical body checking, although they do that as well, but they're really physical on the puck. And they wore us down. You know, they wore us down. They're a big, strong team. They wore us down a little bit in the third, which really is why our shots got so limited in the third period. But you know what? We lost two hockey games that I thought we could have won. That's the real huge disappointment. But we had a lot of young guys with a lot of good things tonight. And I'm really excited for their future.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed like the way it went, really, if you look at it as two games, really as one long game, six periods, it seemed like as it went along here, and especially, midway through the game, you guys have the lead like you did last night. Shots are kind of even, not a lot going on there, and then kind of starts to tilt more in their favor. Is that really the difference there, maybe the difference in strength or whatever? You have a lot of young guys that, as you said, have just been getting used to Division I hockey this year.
Yeah, and they have some young guys, too. I just think they're a stronger, physically stronger team than us, and that's something that we have to, as a staff and as a program, address. And we will. We will, I hope. But that has to improve, They're just a really physically strong team, and they were hard to get ice on, and they were hard to get to the net on, and they won a lot of puck fights. So we... I thought our guys played their tail off, but at the end of the day, I thought we fatigued as the game wore on.
At the same time, there's a lot of talent on this team, first-round picks and so on. You guys were able to hold them to the two goals tonight. They did have the three last night, but, one-goal games both nights against a team, a pretty good team, as you mentioned. I mean, they're top six in the country in the pair-wise as well.
Yeah, I know, we got to be better situationally than we were tonight, and we got to play our heavier game. I thought we were. I just thought we got tired. But against a team that personally, I think they're one of the top teams in the country. They're a very difficult opponent, and we went toe to toe with them. And hopefully the guys, we're really disappointed right now, and it hurts because. They were winnable games, but hopefully we can take confidence from that and move into the next most important part of the season, which is obviously the playoffs. And, two games to go to get there. Need to get some momentum going and heading into those things. So next two games are big for us.
Power play up and down, I thought, in the first period, they were pretty tight on you guys until Seamus Powell was able to get open there. A good look from Caden Cranston to be able to score that goal and put you guys up by one.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought after the first, we scored the goal in the first from the power play. The second period, I thought we had our best power plays and we couldn't score. Boers made some really big saves, and we knew that he was obviously very good. But that was our best power plays were in the second period. We just couldn't dent it. And then our PK, I thought, was really strong in the third period when it needed to be to keep us at a one-goal deficit.
Max Lundgren, we had him as the warrior of the game. I think he ended up with 32 saves, and a lot of those saves, it seemed especially, you talked earlier, I think this week, talking with Mike and Ian on their podcast about how it seems like you guys have had a lot of close games lately. Maybe you're down by a goal, and you need Max Lundgren to make a big save to keep you guys within that one goal. He did that a lot of times tonight.
Oh, he really did. I mean, he made some big win saves tonight. Just unfortunate. We should have got out of that second period 1-1. We made a couple of plays that I know we regret that led to them scoring that goal with no time left of the clock essentially, but that's you got to play the whole period, and when the puck got back into our zone, I thought we mishandled that situation, and we put Max in a tough spot, but he played very well both nights.
And again, in that third period, you're down by a goal, trying to tie it up. It was tough to get ice. It was tough to get the puck and possess the puck and so on. Again, does it come back to in that third period where Providence was just playing that heavy game that it was tough to match?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And when they got a one goal lead, they're going to continue to battle and continue to play hard. And I thought, they still played offense, obviously, and they got those power plays because of it. But we just didn't seem to have the juice, And I think that that team's a very physically strong team, and we'll get there. But we need to make a bit of a commitment to that, not just hope it, we need to do it. And I'm not talking about our players. I think our players will do it. You know, we just got to get ourselves in the best position possible physically.
All right, last question. So, as you mentioned, you got two games left, trying to get home ice at least for the first round. You mentioned, I think, before the weekend that you thought that you were going to get better playing these two games. Whatever happened, do you still think that was the case?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. How can you not, you know? I thought that, those two games were battles. You know, they were really hard fought, and I thought our guys gave it a lot. And I think we get better from those games. I really do, you know, and I think that was playoff hockey tonight. That's how much space is going to be there whenever we play our first playoff game, and wherever we play it, that's just going to be played just like that, whoever the opponent is. And, I thought tonight we learned a little bit of lessons about that, how we got to get through it. Made some adjustments from last night to tonight that I thought worked really well, and we got to keep growing in that direction.
All right, thanks, Scott. Thursday night against Northeastern, last regular season home game. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.